morning and welcome to The Morning Drive. I am your guest host, Brian Burkle. You are listening to this particular version of The Morning Drive on Monday, August 10th. We are, however, recording this on Friday, the 7th. So we're not going to play the weather today because that would be cruel, because you're going to get the wrong information if we play that for you now. Today, we have some special guests who are joining us today by Zoom. We have the cast of a performance that's taking place at the Berkshire Theater Group currently. It is called, the group is with the Berkshire Theater Group. We have today in-house, we have right now, Shane Haley and Kyle Taylor Parker. They are both in this play. We got two other folks who are going to be here. It is The Legend of Georgia McBride. And so I just want to introduce these two gentlemen to you. And I'll just give you a little bit of a background on the story here. So The Legend of Georgia McBride is a joyful, big-hearted comedy about identity, transformation, and finding your voice. The Legend of Georgia McBride follows Casey, a struggling Elvis impersonator in Panama City. That's interesting. We'll have to learn more about that. Whose act is replaced by a drag show, just as he and his wife learn that they have a baby on the way and rent overdue. A lot of us can relate to that. When an unexpected opening gives Casey the chance to step into a spotlight in a whole new way, what begins as an act of necessity becomes a journey of self-discovery, family, and the courage to become someone new. So that is our intro into what to expect about this particular performance. So I want to introduce you to our guests we have with us today. Shane Haley, how are you?
Good, how are you?
And Kyle Taylor Parker. Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Thanks for having us on today.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate you guys coming in. And we're going to have a couple of the other cast members coming in for the second half. So we're going to try to cover as much as we can with you guys in the short time that we have. So I wanted to get a little sense. Wouldn't you want to give us a little... I read the intro about what we know about the performance as far as what's been put out there by the theater. What can you tell me about what's your interpretation of this play?
It's a great show about, you know, the simple lesson of being true to yourself. Who are you? You know, if all the labels were taken off of you, if you didn't have the pressure to become the thing your parents said you were supposed to be or society said you were supposed to be, what's there? Hmm. Who are you? It's a really fun show. It's a play that's been around for a while. The tagline that used to kick around with it was, "A boy puts on a dress and becomes a man." So while it is a serious thing of self-discovery, it is quite fun.
Yeah. And Shane, how about your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, KTP really summed it up quite brilliantly. Mm-hmm. It really is just a journey of self-discovery, facing both the messy and the fun parts of yourself, mm-hmm. and having to really come to terms and accept who you are. Mm-hmm.
And so the main character is who? What's the name? The main character in this, Casey?
I would say we're following Casey's story predominantly.
Casey's story. Yeah. Okay. And then so your role, and I just heard Shane call you KTP.
Yeah.
Is that, call me KTP. Is that what you go by? So Kyle, who's your character in this performance?
Yeah, I play Miss Tracy Mills, mm-hmm. one of the drag queens who ends up coming to this bar that Casey works at that's getting ready to go under. And I'm kind of like this fairy godmother, mentor, accidental friend, mm-hmm. To Casey in this whole journey of his.
So you're his guide, mm-hmm. in some way. You're the fairy godmother kind of character, or that sort of guide and muse, maybe, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And Shane, how about your character? Who do you portray?
So I play Rexy, the other drag queen who comes in with Tracy. Mm-hmm. She's a very messier drag queen. She has some problems of her own that she has to deal with throughout the show, and serves as kind of a minor antagonist throughout the show.
So I know it's pegged as a comedy, right? Or lighthearted anyway, right? I mean, yeah. Obviously there's some serious subject matter in this storyline. But it's nice when we can tell a serious story with some heart, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how long have let's start, Shane, with you while I've got you on the screen here first. How long have you been with the theater?
This is my 7th summer working with the theater.
All right. And when I say the theater, I'm specifically talking about Berkshire Theater Group. Is that?
Yes.
Is that
what you're, yeah.
Okay. and I know that you've got quite a resume of other performances. So, I mean, you've been in the business for some time. When did you get your start in theater?
I started when I was very young. Mm-hmm. I think I was 6 years old when I started doing theater. Mm-hmm. I really started to think about it professionally once I got into high school and started working more in depth with Berkshire Theater Group. Mm-hmm. We have a lovely education program here, and I got involved in that. And from there, I just kept booking shows with Berkshire Theater Group every summer, which then evolved to I've had an acting contract there, mm-hmm. for pretty much a full year at this point.
Yeah. And when you say here, before the show started, we were talking a little bit about where you came from, and you're local raised. You're one of our own.
Yes. I grew up in Dalton, Massachusetts, mm-hmm. Went to Ocona High School and everything. So,
well, we're always glad to see people stay around, you know. Did you get some time away, or have you been pretty much right here?
Yeah, I went away for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I went to college down in New York City. I went to the American Musical and Dramatics Academy. Mm-hmm. And then I spent some time out in Los Angeles as well. But I ultimately just came back here. I love working with Berkshire Theater Group especially. It's just a family vibe there. So it's so nice to come back and find my people.
Yeah. And then, you know, the Berkshire Theater Group, for folks who don't know, is actually approaching their 100th anniversary for, you know, us here in local, here in the Berkshires. It's always great to acknowledge longevity. And so what happened with the Berkshire Theater Festival, which a lot of people probably remember that, back in 2010, the Berkshire Theater Festival combined forces with the Colonial Theater, which was founded back in 1903, by the way. So the Berkshire Theater Festival is going to be turning 100 years next year. Well, actually, the whole organization will be turning 100 years. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of celebration about that in the coming years. Do you got any idea of anything planned? I know you're not maybe involved with that level, but have you heard anything? Any big plans to celebrate the 100th year?
I have not heard of anything myself. Mm-hmm. However, knowing Berkshire Theater Group, I will likely be involved in something. So,
and Kyle.
So,
so where do you hail from? I know you said you're here currently as a guest performer, right? Where's home for you?
Well, home these days is New York. I've been out in New York City for about 20 years, but I'm originally from Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. Okay. But New York City for the past 20 years or so.
Yep.
Yep. And what brought you to New York? Was it theater?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was the dream.
And you're living it, aren't you?
Absolutely.
So just looking at your resume here too, you were involved with Kinky Boots. Was that on Broadway, right? You're part of the debate debut
Broadway
of that.
Company.
Right? Yeah, that's fantastic. And Smokey Joe Cafe. I've seen that
it's
one.
It's a fun show. Great music.
Yeah, for sure. And then Jesus Christ Superstar. I see on here what you were on a TV version of that. Was that the one with John Legend, or was this different? Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I watched that too. Jesus Christ Superstar is one of my favorites.
It's such a good show. That music is so good.
And that production was really impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah. What was your role in that?
I was in the ensemble of that production.
Oh, okay, great. So, yeah, you can tell us what's the buzz. Tell us what's happening, right? What's the buzz? Really impressive. I mean, and that's what's so amazing here about what we have here in Berkshire County as far as our theaters, is that we pull from local talent as well as, you know, talent from around the world. I mean, the Berkshires, we're so fortunate, those of us who live here and visit here in Berkshire County, we're just so fortunate to have such a wealth of resource for entertainment and the arts. And sometimes we lose sight of that. So it's important that we have these conversations to kind of remind people, hey, you know, don't forget, you know, you drive by the Colonial every day. You know, don't forget to think about, hey, what's playing there? Maybe take a weekend or a Friday night and make a date out of it and go catch a show.
Absolutely, and the cast is great. Everyone in the cast is so talented. There's a mix of local talent and other talent from New York as well. It's just a great group of people, mm-hmm. artists.
Yeah, I could imagine. And they always do a top-notch performance.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us here in Berkshire County to be a part of this.
I'm thrilled. I'm having a great time.
So this particular performance, the Georgia McBride, before, did you have some history with this particular performance? Have you seen it before? Were you familiar with it before this production came about?
Yeah, coincidentally. So back in the day when I was in Kinky Boots the mm-hmm. second time, so I started off in the ensemble of Kinky Boots, and I came back and I replaced the lead of the show on Broadway. Mm-hmm. When I was doing that role, I was asked to audition for a production of The Legend of Georgia McBride at a different theater company, coincidentally for the role that Shane is playing, for the role of Rexy. Ah. And I read the play and I fell in love with the play. It is about so many things that are important to me. Mm-hmm. And the messages kind of go hand in hand with Kinky Boots a little bit, like be yourself no matter what anyone else says about that. Mm-hmm. But Matthew Lopez is just such a great playwright, and I fell in love with his jokes, his wit, but also the heart of the story. I didn't get that job. And then, you know, years pass, and I was asked to audition for this production of the play, and I jumped at it, but for a different role, which I think I'm much more suited for. I've grown into Miss Tracy Mills, and I'm having a ball.
Had you played this role before this production?
I've never played this role,
okay.
No.
Okay. So you know, you had had an experience with it before. You were already familiar with it. You appreciated the director, and here you are now,
yep.
in this role. So that's great for you. And again, thanks for, you know, we're so grateful for all the talent that comes and visits with us and spends time here in our theaters. So I really appreciate that. Thank you. And Shane, how about you? What did you have any sort of before this production? Was there anything that did you have any engagement with this particular performance or the show before?
Yeah, actually, I had read the script for the show back when I was in college, and my acting teacher had asked us to prepare a couple different selections of scenes to do as our final, and I had actually picked one of the scenes that I am in this show, and I had pitched it to her. She had said it would be a great role for me in the future, but she didn't like the other person for the other part in the scene. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we did not go with it for that. But it was so nice to be able to step into the role finally after a couple of years and to really reminisce on that.
Well, I'll tell you, the work that goes into these performances, I give performers so much credit to remember your lines. Remember your timing. This is a musical, right?
It's not a musical.
Oh, it's not a musical, but are there musical pieces?
There are numbers. So
numbers, it's a, okay.
It's play with a lot of drag numbers in it.
Okay, got it.
But we're lip syncing.
Okay. Oh, that's true. Right. Okay, so there is music to, there is a soundtrack, there is a music going on, but it's not a musical.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you for the clarification on that. But regardless, I mean, just, you know, performers, it's just something I know I couldn't pull off. I can't remember lines long enough. I have a hard enough time remembering phone numbers. And so when I go to a performance, a live performance, I'm always mesmerized by the actors and actresses up there on stage. And I have great, great respect for you guys. So kudos.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you have been in musicals. Obviously, we talked a little bit about Jesus Christ Superstar, for example, and Wizard of Oz for you, Shane, right?
Yes. Yep.
So how is that? So if this particular performance, there's no singing on your end, do you wish there was? Do you like singing? Is that a thing that you really like enjoy doing?
I personally do miss it, just because it's been a couple of years since I've stepped into a musical. Mm-hmm. But I mean, who knows what the future holds for me. So, but I do still love this show so much. Yeah. It's going to hold a special place in my heart when we're done.
Good. Now you were just also in, the 1776. Is that right? You were just in the performance just a few weeks ago.
Yes, I just understudied that show, which meant for a little bit when we started rehearsal for this show, I was in double duty, going from rehearsals during the day to performances at night.
And trying to keep all that straight, right? So you don't, you're not confusing the different dialogues and...
Yeah, it was a lot of work because I understudied two of the major parts in 1776. So I had that plus learning my own part for this show, but...
So let me ask you this again, not being a theater person, in the production end of things, when you say you're an understudy, as an understudy, do understudies show up for every performance? And are you in the back basically like listening and reciting everything and just trying to learn it from backstage or?
So in my experience, it really depends on the production team as to whether or not the understudy has to be there every night. I did not have to be there every night. However, for my own brain's sake, to keep everything straight, I did have to be there every night so I could review everything just in case I had to go on. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about the description of this play, The Legend of Georgia McBride. It starts off the main character or the character whose story you're following, as you put it, he's a Elvis impersonator. So is some portion of that the lip syncing that you're talking about also some of the Elvis songs?
Yes. There's a bit of everything. We get Elvis, you get Madonna, you get the Weather Girls. So without it being a musical, you still will be tapping your toes and hopefully by the end, you know, dancing with us.
Yeah. And this is at, again, this is at the Colonial Theater. Do you know, what is the end date? Because you guys began last Friday, is that right? Is it the started last Friday?
Yep, and we'll close August 16th.
August 16th. Okay, so not too far away here. So, folks, if you want to catch the show, make sure that you're getting get a hold of the ticket box and check it online. Get your tickets while they last, because they're only here till the 16th.
Yeah.
So, do you have Shane? You were saying how you were doing double duties for a little while. You were back up for the 1776, and you're already getting ready for this Georgia McBride. Do you have anything coming up? Either one of you? Are either one of you right now doing some double duty, like getting ready for your next performance?
A little bit. So on top of being an actor, I'm also a playwright.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not on stage. I'm writing and developing new work. So that's kind of, I'm already beginning with a new play. When I get back to the city, I'll start hearing actors read those words.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things have you written?
Right now, they're all plays. They're comedies. And they're about community and family and chosen family.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by that when you say chosen family? I think I know what you mean, but explain that. Yeah.
Well, I think if you're lucky in life, you get two families, right? You get the family that you're born into and then the family that you find. And sometimes that family is found at a job. Sometimes that family is found at a party. And these people you kind of go through life with. And I'm really curious about how everyone finds that for themselves, how everyone makes and builds and curates the community of their life.
Thank you. Now, how about this performance is directed by Isadora Wolf? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think of. Do you know what other things she may have directed? Because I just didn't have that information. Are you familiar with her other work? Or
yes, she directed Metamorphosis, right? At tell us.
Yes. In our summer. Yeah, sorry. In our season last year, she directed Metamorphoses, which also starred David Adkins, who will be here later. And her and I have worked together a couple of times. She has co-directed A Christmas Carol here a couple of times. And she is also an amazing choreographer. She choreographed The Wizard of Oz, which I had been in. But yeah, she's pretty consistently doing at least one show a summer here.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm looking at the rest of the cast here, and I see Gray Simons, who actually I know Gray. We actually worked together at another column of our lives. So I was kind of, when I saw that he was on the cast, I didn't realize that until I got this information just the other day. So I think I know where he is, that he can't make it here today.
Check him out. He's hilarious in the play. He's great.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I know he plays Ebenezer Scrooge in the Christmas Carol the past couple of years. And,
yes.
He does a great job with that. And I know he's done it for a couple of years in a row now.
Yeah, he has. And as someone who has worked alongside him all three of those years, he's just such a joy to work with.
So you tend to be, you're in the Christmas Carol as well?
Yes, I, for the past couple of years, have played Fred Scrooge. So I've played Gray's nephew the past couple of years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. All right. Yeah. And that theater, too, down there is fantastic, too. Just, it's so intimate.
It is.
Down there at the Unicorn. What's going on with the main stage? Do you know where things stand as far as the renovation of the main stage down there? Or do you have any insight on that?
I know renovations are going, and we are still planning to open as scheduled right now. Yeah. So.
And when is that? Do you know what the dates are for that? I know it's not your job. I know it's not your job. I just wonder, just by osmosis, is something that you've learned, you know?
Yes, I do believe our current plan is to open with our summer season for 2028.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we are starting to get our second groups in here. Here's David.
Hey.
Hey, David, how are you?
Good. Can you hear me?
I can.
You got me?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yes. Yeah, we're just, you're joining us here with Shane and Kyle.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I'm just going to...
Hi, Shane. Hi, Kyle.
Hi.
It's a reunion.
Yes, it is. Long time no see.
Yeah. In part, you're probably like, really? I got to see all these guys again? Each one of you, right? And they're like...
Oh, no.
No, it's actually a whole lot of fun, quite frankly.
All right, and we got Mike in here, too. So,
oh, good.
Kyle and Shane, you guys, you're welcome to stick around, but I understood that you had some other things you might have to go to. So we're gonna take a break and say thank you and farewell and to the two of you, and hopefully folks are gonna make it to the show and they can see you guys playing the parts of Rexy and Miss Tracy Mills.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, the legend of Georgia McBride. And like I said, this is a show, we have not really had a chance to talk so much other than with Kyle and Shane. And before the show, I was telling you guys, you know, this is just really meant just to promote things and be talking about good news, right? No bad news. This is not hard-hitting journalism, in case you haven't been able to tell. So we just really want to promote the arts. We want to promote our community. And, especially, you know, we love when it's somebody local like Shane, and we also love it when it's somebody who's taken the time to come here and spend time with us like Kyle. So we really appreciate that. And on that, I just want to leave up for a little song here from Kyle. No bad news, right?
I have a feeling.
Yeah. You can find this online, Broadway Soul, Volume 1, and others. All right, so we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with the other half of our cast, and we'll talk more about the legend of Georgia McBride. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for being here today.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
Do you have a favorite show on WTBR-FM? Did you miss the last episode? We've got good news for you. Most of our shows are now available on podcast. You can subscribe to your favorite and have the latest episode downloaded to your device automatically on Apple, Google, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or Overcast. Go to WTBRFM.com/podcasting and find out more today. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
El condado de los Berkshires se dirige hacia un mañana más brillante y ese futuro comienza contigo. Los Berkshires están al borde de caer en una gran crisis de salud mental debido a la falta de acceso, dejando algunos pacientes, especialmente niños, esperando meses para recibir la atención adecuada. Tú puedes ayudar abogando por ti mismo y por otros para encontrar carreras en la salud mental. Sé un héroe de la salud mental para los Berkshires. Para obtener más información, visita brilliantcenter.org o namibc.org.
Hey, this is Dave Cachet, the archivist of the WTBR-FM Vinyl Library. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 for Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR. I'll take you back in time to when these records were brand new. Each week, I'm going to pick a random spot in the vast record library of WTBR and pull out a bunch of great vinyl to play for you. That's right, an hour's worth of random songs with that rich vinyl sound, just the way you remember them. That's Random Draw every Saturday morning at 9, only on WTBR.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Santrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, and we are back. This is the Morning Drive on WTBR. You are listening to this show on Monday, August 10th. I hope I'm doing the math right. Yeah, that would be Monday, the 10th. But we are recording this on Friday, the 7th. So I am not going to play the weather for you because that would be cruel, because that would be the wrong information. But we are going to get into the conversation today. We're going to continue on talking about the Berkshire Theater Group's performance of The Legend of Georgia McBride, which is playing right now and going through the 16th, I believe, is the last date. I'll confirm that with our guests. But for the second half of the show here, we have Michael Wartella and David Atkins. Is that correct? Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, for being
here. Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. This is really, it's really wonderful. And for both of you and for our viewers and listeners, we're doing this by Zoom because trying to get four guests who are so busy in the midst and the throes of their performances, this was the best option. But it is my maiden voyage on Zoom for this show. So,
happy to be here with you.
Yeah. So it was a little clunky the first part. Hopefully, I'm starting to iron that out a little bit for myself. But we'll make it through. We'll make it through. Like I said, it's not hard hitting journalism. This is just about having some fun and really talking about what's going on.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Great. So David, welcome. I'll start with you.
Thank you.
Can you tell us? I read the overview about. For our audience, the overview about what the performance is where you've got an Elvis impersonator who is realizing that where he works, the environment is changing, and he's still got bills to pay, which a lot of us can relate to. So he is becoming a drag theater, right? And so he has to change gears, right? And it's all about how he grows from that. So can you tell us a little bit of, without any spoilers, what else can you share about this story?
Well, I'll share from my perspective because Mike is the title character, Georgia McBride, and I know he is going to have some insight into that character that I wouldn't. But I play Eddie, and I've got a bar down in the panhandle of Florida, and I'm trying to run a business and not run it into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And my Elvis impersonator performer is just not selling a lot of tickets.
Mm.
And so I get in contact with my cousin, who is a drag performer.
Mm-hmm.
And that character shows up, played by Katie B, who was just on your show. And unbeknownst to Mike Wartella's character, Casey, he suddenly has a little competition for his job, and I fire him on the spot, and hilarity ensues, as they say. it really starts the problem for our hero character that Mike plays is that he gets fired and he has to find a way to survive.
Right.
And it happens to mean that he has to start wearing a dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Mike has a lot to say about all of that too. So
do I?
And yeah. All right. So apparently, Mike, you've got a lot to say about it. So the baton has been handed over.
That's great. No, I love it. Thank you, David. It's so true. It's such a wonderful, wonderful ride to get to do this show. I'm super lucky and super grateful that I get to do it and be such a part of it and that we get to do it together. It's an incredibly funny show. That's what I'll say about it kind of right up front. It's really funny. It's laugh out loud. It's incredibly entertaining. There's music. It's not a musical, but music plays a large part in the show. There are some performances and little things that keep it kind of giving that feeling of musical entertainment. And also, like any good story, there's beauty and truth and heart at the center of this thing. As the story progresses, it gets quite touching in a wonderful way, in a way that I think gives us a little hope, you know, and a little appreciation for the good things in life. Authenticity. So to speak a little more clearly, I guess, about my character, yes, David hit it on the head. I'm the Elvis impersonator. That's me. And just because I'm not bringing in people doesn't mean I'm not darn good at my job. So I'll tell you that much. No. But he's, you know, he's trying, he loves it and he's trying to do this thing. And then when the tables turn a little bit and the club turns into more of a drag club, you know, he's sort of through some sort of, you know, hilarious events. Yeah. He's in the main seat. And so he learns how to be a drag queen and he gets quite good at it. And, you know, and again, with no spoilers, he goes on a journey for sure that I think helps him understand his own authenticity and his place in the world, and in some ways makes everybody else in the show have to find their own authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And the realization, like I said somewhere else, that it's really about the sameness we have as humans as opposed to the differences, you know?
Yeah.
For sure. Just to jump off of that, you know, it's really about six very different characters, people finding a community with each other. I mean, it really, under circumstances that wouldn't necessarily lend itself to community. And at one point, we even give a toast to our newfound family, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So it really does lend itself, as Mike was saying, to the feel-good aspect of a play that I think that audiences, well, that I know, are just really enjoying this summer. It's really I'm hard pressed to think of audiences having so much laugh out fun all the way through the show. I mean, the clapping and the hooting and the hollering is really palpable. So it's really wonderful, and that it has this heart at its center is a joy to perform and be part of, especially with these characters, with these other actors that we are so fortunate to join with in this journey, as it were.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, there's been lots of times in history where we need a good laugh. Now is one of those, right?
Yes, it is.
So all the more welcoming to have a lighthearted, fun time to kind of escape to.
For sure.
At the Colonial. So really grateful that this production is underway. And you mentioned the cast. I don't know if you caught before we start, before maybe it might have been just before you guys came on, but I see Gray Simons is in your cast. And
yes.
Gray is from here. Well, he lives here currently, and I work with Gray in another capacity. So I didn't know. I knew that he had to take some time off from the other job to to focus on a role. I didn't know it was with this particular performance. So I'm glad to see that he's involved with this. And I kind of wish he was able to join us today.
Well, I think he was. I think he was doing his other job.
Yeah, that's. I think I know why he's not here.
Yeah, but it's been great, and I know for Mike too, who has scenes with him. Gray's just lovely to be on stage with. Besides, a great, actor to hang out with as well. But he just really knocks his part right out of the ballpark. It's just so funny. And he and Mike together are just fabulous.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, I'm often trying not to laugh at him on stage because my character's in quite a serious place. Uh-huh. But he's just so darn funny, and the audience has eaten him up so much that I have to really keep a straight face. Uh-huh. In rehearsals, David and I, who both have known him for many years, and love him on and off stage, would just constantly look at each other like, this is nailing it. This is really something.
It's not Scrooge, is it? He's not playing Scrooge. Yeah.
Not Scrooge. Yeah. That's right.
So Michael, with your role, so you go from being Elvis or an Elvis impersonator to a drag queen, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the big transformation for your character, Casey. And so the Georgia McBride, is that the identity that Casey takes on as a drag performer?
Yeah, that's
is that
right.
The title?
That's
okay. Sort of so that is the comes. Title character? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So at some point, Elvis leaves the building and right? Yeah. And you become Georgia McBride. Where are you originally from? Are you from the Berkshires or...?
I am actually. I am indeed from the Berkshires. Yeah, I grew up here. I grew up in Pittsfield, going to Pittsfield Public Schools, and then I moved around a bit. I was in South County and Mid County and kind of all over the place. Went to high school here and had a wonderful upbringing and a wonderful cultural upbringing. As we all know, there's just so much arts and music and everything kind of just seeping out of the pores of the Berkshires, which I don't think I understood. I definitely took it for granted until I left and went, oh, that's not normal. Like not every hometown has, five regional theaters and a dance facility and this, but I certainly figured it out when I went off to New York at 17 and went to theater school and, took this, a little bit more seriously and pursued it professionally and had a really lovely career. I was very lucky. It took a long time, but eventually I kind of got to Broadway and did some Broadway musicals and some different things and, have worked there for a long time. And then through the pandemic, when things all sort of shifted, I ended up back here. My first show I ever did with Berkshire Theater Group actually was Godspell. It was the one that was done in 2020, outdoors under a tent, kind of that famous moment where it was the only Actors Union production that was happening in the country at that time.
Because of the lockdowns.
Pandemic. And, that's right. Our phenomenal artistic director, Kate McGuire, worked tirelessly to make sure that could happen and that we could help rewrite the rules of safety for the Actors Union and all the other unions. And we were lucky enough to put that up. And so it was kind of my reemerging here back to the Berkshires. And I just fell in love with it again. And I just didn't really want to leave. So I did spend a little time in New York after that, but pretty quickly said, nah, I think I'm going to stay up here. And slowly but surely, I've done more with BTG and I've eventually been lucky enough to be on staff full time year round with David in the education program. And we're in the schools teaching and we're bringing the kids to us after school and putting on amazing productions and just having a great time.
And that is one of the things that I wanted to highlight about Berkshire Theater Group is the outreach programming that you have, especially for youth. Right. I think it was something like over 10,000 youth have gone through the different programming that's offered over the course of the years, of course. But that's really impressive how much outreach there is in the educational programs that are available through the theater.
Yeah, we're actually reaching nearly 10,000 kids every year.
Oh, every year.
Okay. We as Mike mentioned, we have in-school programs. We're also in the after-school programs through the 21st Century. And we, of course, have our community shows throughout the year. We just had a production of 1776.
You directed, David.
Which I, happened to have directed. But we also have a a touring show. Mm-hmm. That's the Magic Treehouse touring show. That's Mary Pope Osborne and Will Osborne, who have, of course, Mary Pope has written the Magic Treehouse series. Mm-hmm. Those stories have been turned into musicals or plays with music. And each year we tour nearly every Friday to a school or to several schools, depending on the schedule. And we perform for students. And that, of course, helps us reach this impressive number that we talk about. And so it is. It's nearly 10,000 kids every year.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. Yeah.
So it is amazing. It is impressive. And we have a lot of people helping to support us to make that happen, mm-hmm. like Mary Pope Osborne and her team and others. Yeah. So, yeah.
So for those of you just joining us, this is Monday, but we are recording this on Friday because we want to get the word out there about the legend of Georgia McBride. On Zoom, I almost said in studio, which is the usual. But today on Zoom, we are talking with several members of the cast. We just had Kyle Taylor Parker and Shane Haley in here just a little while ago. And now we're talking with David Adkins and Michael Wartella. So, again, we're talking about Georgia McBride, the legend of Georgia McBride at the Berkshire Theater Festival. It's on through the 16th of this month, so not much longer. So if you're interested in seeing this show, sounds like a lighthearted, good time, heartfelt, sounds like, without giving away any spoilers here, what they're telling me is that it's a good time and a feel-good event. So do look that up. Go online, check it out with the Berkshire Theater Festival and see what is available for tickets. So let's continue talking about your experiences. David, you're acting in this one, but as you just mentioned with the 1776, the show that had been on just a little while ago, that you directed that. Have you done other directing before, and what do you prefer, or do you have a preference? How are they different?
How are they different? They're very different. I mean, as an actor, you tend, in a way, you focus on your part, and of course you're working with the other actors, but as a director, you have the whole thing in mind. Mm-hmm. And Mike and I both work on these education pieces that, you know, we will have 50 young people in a production. And pulling something like that off is really an event. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful coming together of so many different energies and so many kids from so many different parts of our community. But when, as a director, you're keeping the thoughts of the sets and the lighting and how the props are all going to work, and then the choreo, we have a wonderful team, Kathy Jo Grover, who is one of our directors on some of our projects, and with whom I've also co-directed. It's just a matter of keeping so many pieces together all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun. And it just takes a completely different headspace than acting mm-hmm. does. So, but I love them both. Particularly with the directing, I get to interact with you know, the kids in our community, which is really special. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy that. And then, of course, we're going to be, Mike and I have worked on Christmas Carol together with Gray, mm-hmm. Which is also now, I direct with Isadora Wolf, who has directed Georgia McBride. Mm-hmm. And, so it's a different directing and acting. They're two very different, experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should
sure.
also say that David's also the artistic director of education and training at BTG. So he wears many hats.
Yeah.
And he's quite good at all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but, the thing I will say is our education department, we are really, really fortunate to have so much talent, and, We really are a collaborative group of artists, and along with our, you know, our costuming Amy Avila and Randall Parsons, we give our kids these incredible experiences. And Amy and Randy have done the sets for Georgia McBride, and which is really quite an adventure because, well, I was going to say I have some quick changes, which are that happen within seconds. But Mike,
you have some?
I was just going to say, okay. You bear the brunt of wearing pantyhose and girdles. And,
that's right.
And
in and out.
Other elements. Other elements.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's when you say quick changes for folks listening, that's right. Literally just it's just what it means, right? You got to change from one costume to the next.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Yeah. It's a strange piece actually because a lot of the times what's called a quick change in the theater happens off stage where you leave a scene and in less than a minute you just change your entire outfit into something else and you reappear in kind of theater magic. Mm-hmm. But ours almost, I kept bringing up, like, it's got that sort of Mrs. Doubtfire element, or if you've seen that movie, he's changing in and out on camera, you're watching him trying to figure it out. And I actually end up doing that specifically a lot on stage, where I'm changing in and out of the stuff all the time, and that's part of the storytelling. It's quite fun actually, and a little stressful. We got a great team who always makes it happen.
Well, I guess when it's part of the character's story and part of the performance, if you got a little tangled up, it kind of can just go with it, right? You just kind of roll
pretty
with
much.
It. Yeah,
that's okay. How we've done it, and it's definitely happened. Yeah.
So Michael, you said you were down in you went down to New York City for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
You had some experiences on Broadway. And just looking at your resume, I see you, looks like you were with Wicked for a while. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that was the first Broadway show I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
I had done it on tour, the national tour, like a year before I did it on Broadway. And almost maybe 10 years ago now at this point, maybe a little longer. No, about 10 years ago. And they moved me over to the Broadway company. I did it for a few years on Broadway. I left. Right before the pandemic, I came back to it and did it on Broadway, on tour for another year, and then again on Broadway post-pandemic for a year. It's a very loyal company, so you kind of come in and out, and I basically performed that role for 5 years as the character, but spread out over 10 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
And now when you go on one of these travel tours, How long are we always see them coming through, right? We always see them being advertised for the local theaters, you know, especially around here. It's usually over in Albany, right? A lot of these
Proctors.
Exactly. When how long does a tour like that last for on average? I'm sure there's variables, but generally, when you go on a tour like that, how long does that last for your production?
The productions themselves on tour often last a pretty long time. They tend to last longer than Broadway. Even the ones that close relatively quickly will still usually go a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
This Wicked tour that I was on, I think is still out, and I think it was done a year or two after the original production, which is 20 years now. This show has been on tour, touring the country.
Mm-hmm.
I've not been, you know, other people have been with it for certain amounts of time. There was one gentleman there, I remember, in a role, who was there the first year I was there, and then 10 years later he was still there. So sometimes actors stick around with it, or other theater professionals stick with the show, and other times people come and go. Usually they give you about a year-long contract. So when I did it, I did year-long stints at a time, and I would tour the country for a year.
Okay, so it's basically an ongoing performance, and just the faces change, the performers and the actors change over the time. So it's not, you're not at one company and then you go for X number of months and then you shut it down and then it gets started up again at another point. It's just sort of ongoing.
That's right.
From what
it's
you're saying.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
That world is a little bit different than, you know, sort of regional theater where it is like you come in, you build something together, and when it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
That one kind of has to stay afloat and you have to keep bringing people in.
I'm sure it's got to be demanding to be on the road and doing that.
It's interesting. Yeah. It's something.
Interesting.
It's fun, too. It's really good time.
But are you happy to be settled now, at least, or, you know, at least grounded for a little while anyway? Yeah. Yeah.
I would say so. It's really been quite peaceful and quite, really quite moving for me and sort of spiritually uplifting to be back in my hometown all these years later, to be learning a lot about myself, humbling myself, getting to pass this on to the next generation, which is so important to me, getting to work with these amazing collaborators. You know, someone like David, for example, or KTP or Shane, who was just on with you. These are people who deeply care about what we're doing and the impact it can make and the joy we can bring to audiences, the truth of being human we can bring to people. You know, I've watched David, not to put him on the spot, but when we would rehearse this show, this man is, he is devoted. He is intensely focused. He is doing this as if it's, you know, going to win him an Oscar or a Tony or something.
Hey, it may.
Around in a couple of weeks.
Maybe it will.
You never know. But that's the kind of beautiful artistic integrity and pursuit that you get from people who really care about what we're doing. And it doesn't matter for how long or where or what the piece is. It's, mm-hmm. We all take it quite seriously and love it and love bringing it to our community.
Well, well, thank you for doing that. And you know, you've both mentioned about the wealth of opportunities we have here in Berkshire County. And you know, Michael, like you said, growing up here, you know, we sometimes take it for granted. So I think it's so fantastic when we have an opportunity here to really highlight some of these events, you know, so that people can maybe be reminded, like, you know, maybe that would be, maybe we could go out to dinner and then catch one of these shows. And so we really want to make sure that people know about this performance, The Legend of Georgia McBride. And this is going to be going on until the 16th. Do I have that correct?
That's right. Yes.
Okay. And that's through the Berkshire Theater Group. It's at the Colonial Theater here on South Street. So please go to the website for the Berkshire Theater Group, see what is available for tickets over the next couple of weeks. Well, not even a couple of weeks, right?
One more week after this.
One more week. So, yeah.
And I'd just like to quickly throw
out. Yeah, of course.
The Kimmel Family Fund has generously donated free tickets to students up to the age of 18. So if you're a parent and you want to do something with one of your young people, get a ticket and call the box office and you can get a free ticket for your kids.
Awesome.
That's great, because again, another opportunity to really reach out to folks who maybe don't always have the access to the arts. So
exactly.
That's fantastic.
For sure.
So thank
for sure.
I'm so grateful that we have these opportunities here in Berkshire County.
For sure.
So again, folks, if you joined us late, we're talking about The Legend of Georgia McBride, which is being performed at the Colonial Theater as part of the Berkshire Theater Group, and it's going on till the 16th of this month, so just a little over another week. So I want to thank our guests who are here, David Adkins, Shane Haley, who was on earlier, Kyle Taylor Parker, who was here earlier, and Michael Wartella. Thank you, the two of you who are here currently, and of course, those other two gentlemen who were with us earlier. Thank you so much for sharing about this. And I just want to go out with one little song here.
That,
does this sound familiar to you, Michael? Now, this is from from Seussical. So fantastic. It's so great to have the talents that we have here in Berkshire County. Thank you, Michael, for being with us. Thank you again, David, as well.
A pleasure.
Yeah. So everybody, listen, enjoy this week. All of us here at WTBR and WSBR, we appreciate when you join us for these shows on the mornings, and we hope that you'll join us every day of the week. And remember, anything is possible. So have a good week, everybody. Take care. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, man.
Take care. Thank you.
Have a good one.